respite has been suspended at Clangonnell Community Hospital as of yesterday, and down to Donal, the fact that staff have not been replaced. Staff that have left have retired. Now with holidays and with sick leave, the hospital doesn't have the capacity to bring in respite. They don't have the staff numbers.
We know that previously there was a recruitment embargo within the HSC, and that was effectively stymieing the hiring of staff. Is that still the case?
No, I don't think the embargo sort of has been lifted. The fact that the staff hasn't been replaced, I think it's just down to the slow workings of the HSE. And I have spoken to John Hayes, the manager of the HSE, and I've asked him, could he please push this forward and get the staff that is there. Now, the staff, there has been interviews done. There is staff sitting there ready to be employed. It's just a matter of the HSE moving it forward, getting those staff in place, getting the Garda vetting done, and getting the people in place so that the respite can be reinstated.
But the question is this an issue of the wheels of bureaucracy turning slowly, or is this a deliberate attempt to save money?
Well, that's the big question here, Donal, and I'm sure it's a bit of both. It's a bit of bureaucracy and it's a bit of trying to save money, but at the end of the day, this is not down to the management locally. The management locally and the community hospitals are doing a fantastic job. This is down to the higher authorities within the HSE that are not pushing this forward. And it's just so important to people that they get that bit of time of respite. And it's so important to their own health and their own mental health that they get that bit of time out. And I think it's something that needs to be dealt with urgently. It needs to be reinstated immediately. And I'll be back on to the HSE this morning again to make sure that this happens as soon as I can.